Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
For Pete's sakes. What's all this?
Well, Gilbert's father is taking Whitey and Alan and me on this camping trip this weekend, and I'm just getting my stuff ready.
All this stuff? You're not even going to be up there long enough to use a third of it.
Well, gee, Wally, that's half the fun of going on a camping trip. Take along a lot of stuff that you'll never use.
Beaver, are you taking all of this?
Yeah, that's what I asked him too, Dad.
You've even got your Monopoly game there.
Well, sure, Dad. There's no television up there. We've got to have something to do at night.
Boy, Beaver, some camper you are. I bet you'll pitch your tent by the main highway so you won't miss the ice cream truck.
Ha, ha, ha. We're going to have a neat time. We've been planning it for a whole month.
Beaver?
Yes, Mom?
Beaver, I hate to tell you this, but Gilbert's father just called up, and while he's terribly sorry, he can't take you boys on the camping trip.
Oh, boy. Every time you get parents mixed up in something, it always goes wrong.
He's upstairs. Say, fellas, I was sorry to hear about your camping trip being called off.
My dad said he could take us, but his sinus bothers him in the woods. My dad said he'd take us, but he has to work this Saturday.
Yes, well, unfortunately, I have to work Saturday, too.
Yes, Mr. Cleaver. It probably happened just like it did with my dad. This is the first Saturday my dad has had to work in 2 years.
Well, yes.
Where's Gilbert?
He's home throwing a big fit about his father not taking us.
Maybe it'll work.
Nah, he's going to a wedding. And no kid can throw a big enough fit to cancel a wedding. Hey, what if we got one of our moms to take us? That's a crummy idea. They keep telling you to wash up all the time.
Yeah, and they're real fussy, too. And I'll bet they'd even make us eat off dishes.
Yeah, but your dad lets you eat stuff right out of the can. The neatest camping trip we ever went on is when Whitey's dad and my dad took us. Yeah, they stayed in the tent all day playing cards and didn't stick their heads out once. Hey, Beaver, how about your brother Wally taking us? Yeah, he'd be better than nothing.
No, I don't think he'd do it.
Ask him in front of your parents. Put him on the spot. Yeah, he can't say no in front of them. It'll make him look like a rat.
Where's Wally? I think he's in the kitchen. Thanks, Mom.
Wonder what's up.
Search me.
Hi, Wally.
Hi. Oh, what are you staring at? Haven't you ever seen anybody drink milk before?
Yeah, but you drink it neater than any guy I've ever seen.
What do you want, anyway?
Nothing. Wally, could I ask you something?
Sure, go ahead.
I mean, could I ask you something in the living room?
Well, what's wrong with asking me here?
Nothing, but this is just one of those questions I'd rather ask in the living room.
It's okay with me. I was going in there anyway.
Here they come.
Act like you're not interested.
Oh, hi, fellas.
What's up?
I don't know. People wanted to ask me something, and he's making a big deal out of it.
Well, I'm not making a big deal out of it.
Well, what do you want to ask your brother?
Nothing. I just want to ask him, does he like me?
Well, now, what am I going to do? You're my brother, aren't you? I have to like you.
Well, Dad, when you like somebody, you want to do favors and nice things for him, don't you?
Yeah, I suppose you do.
Look, Beaver, you're wasting your time. I'm not taking you and any of those little creeps on any camping trip.
Hey, Wally, how'd you know what I was going to ask you?
Well, I knew you were up to something when you told me how neat I drank milk.
See, Dad, I don't think he likes me after all.
Oh, I'm sure he does, Beaver.
And how come the rat won't take me camping?
Look, Beaver, you're just trying to put me on the spot here in front of Mom and Dad.
Well, Wally, do you have any other plans for the weekend?
Not yet. It's only Thursday, and if you call them up too soon, they think you're anxious.
Who thinks you're anxious?
We, you know, girls and like that.
Well, Wally, if you don't have any other plans for the weekend, I think it would be very nice if you take your brother and his friends camping.
But gee, Mom.
You know, son, your mother has a point, and it'd be a very nice gesture.
I don't know.
Come on down, guys. It's all set.
Okay, Wally?
Yeah, you really boxed me in, but it's okay.
Boy, this is neat.
Yeah, Wally, you're a neat guy, all right.
Are you boys sure your folks will let you go with Wally?
Sure, Mr. Cleaver. My mom's always saying, Whitey, I just hope you grow up to be a nicer boy as that Wally Cleaver.
Well, Whitey, that's very nice of your mother to say that.
Yeah, the only other big guy she knows is Eddie Haskell.
Hey, Wally. Oh, hi, guys.
Hang on to your Stetson, Gretchen.
Wait till you hear the news.
Dolls, 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 dolls.
Sophie and I got a couple of real honeys lined up.
Where'd you guys meet them?
We haven't met them
yet.
Well, actually, we haven't been introduced.
But we've seen them.
They're Mary Denton's cousins. She's getting us a date with them.
Yeah, all we have to do is get you to go out with Mary.
Oh, it's one of those deals, huh?
Look, Mary Denton's not so bad.
I know, but when is all this?
Sunday afternoon. We're meeting them at Mary's house. They're giving us lunch and everything.
Sunday? Well, I can't make it then anyway.
Well, what's the matter? You don't have another date, do you?
Well, I've got to take my little brother and some of his friends up to the mountains for an overnight camping trip Saturday.
You mean you're running a day nursery up in the woods? Look, Davy Crockett, you can get out of that.
No, I can't, Eddie. I already told him I'd take him.
Let me handle it. I'll figure something to get you off the hook. Boy, a night in the woods with those monsters and you'll be a couch case.
Now, look, Eddie, I already...
Hold it, Maisie.
Beaver! Hey, Beaver!
Good morning, Gilbert. Hey, what's this about you and the guys going camping this weekend?
Yeah, we're going up to Mount Grover. Wally's taking us.
Mount Grover? You're not going up there. That place is condemned.
Condemned?
Yeah, that's what he said, didn't he?
What's the matter?
Eddie says Mount Grover's condemned.
Yeah, didn't you hear? On account of the bears attacking people.
The bears?
Great big ones.
Yeah, the other night this old grizzly wandered into camp, and the two kids were in their sleeping bags. The bear thought they were a couple of large hot dogs. It was brutal.
Cut it out, Eddie. I'm taking the guys camping no matter what you say.
He was just making that stuff up. Wasn't he, Wally?
Of course he was.
Yeah, I knew it all the time.
Look, Wally, I was...
Eddie, I can't make it Sunday, and that's that.
Come on, Beef.
Hey, wait a minute, guys. I forgot my history book. I'll be right back.
Boy, that sure messed up our date.
Don't worry, Lump. Wally will be back here Sunday for our date.
Well, what makes you so sure?
Because Saturday night, you and I are going to scare them kids and their leader clear off the side of that mountain.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, hold it. This is where we're going to camp.
Halt, men. Hold the wagon.
Hold the wagon.
Hold the wagon.
Hold the wagon.
Some of you guys help set up the sleeping bags. Somebody go down and get water.
I want to set up the sleeping bag.
I want to set up the sleeping bag.
I want to get the water.
No, I want to get the water.
I want to help Wally.
No, I want to help Wally. He's my brother.
Look, you guys, if you don't stop being so helpful, I'm going to clobber you. Now, Whitey, you and Alan go down and get the water. And Gilbert, you and Beaver can help me set up the sleeping bags.
Boy, Wally, this is neat. You yell at us as good as my father.
Thank you.
this is a neat supper. How come stuff tastes better in the woods than it does in the restaurant?
Because in the restaurant, you have to use manners. That takes the fun out of eating.
What do I do with this one?
I just put it in the pan with the rest of them.
Doesn't dirt have germs on it?
No, this is clean dirt. Dirt only has germs on it when it's been around people.
This is close enough. Their camp is just over there a ways.
Boy, I don't know if that hike's worth all this trouble.
It'll be worth it. Those little creeps and Wally will be running for 3 days.
Yeah. Well, I hope the batteries are okay in that thing.
You worried? Listen.
Hey, Eddie, that's me. Where'd you get it?
At the record store. Jimmy and Ginny visit the zoo. That's some great wild animal sounds. Growling and screaming and that stuff.
Me, Tarzan.
You, Jane.
You nuts. Daniel Boone and the little creeps are all asleep. This is going to stampede them in 19 different directions. Okay, when I give you the signal, turn it on. Okay, now.
Golly, Jimmy, won't it be fun visiting the zoo?
There, you dummy. I told you where to start it. I couldn't see too good. What are you doing? We'll give them a little bit at a time to make it seem real.
You know, Eddie, I've been thinking.
Yeah, what have you been thinking about, Clyde?
What if the little guys get so scared that they run off into the woods or something?
Well, great. Then their noble leader rounds them up, dries their tears, and takes them home. That way Wally will be home Sunday for our date.
I know, but we're...
They haven't heard nothing yet. Now I'll turn up the volume.
What's that, Wally?
I don't know. It sounds like some kind of an animal. I don't think it's anything to worry about.
We got them shivering in their boots. Let's toy with them, man. Turn it off, Laughlin. Bump, I told you to turn it off. I did. Stop clowning, I heard it. What? That? No, you cut out, Lump. That was for real. And it's close. Hey, who's out there? Stop! Hey, it's a couple of guys. Come back here, you.
I think I saw a bear.
Me too. A big fat one.
Boy, Wally, we're sure glad we have you up here.
Yeah, we sure are.
You're not afraid of anything, are you, Wally?
course he's not. Are you, Wally?
Of course not. Now, you guys be quiet and get back in your sleeping bags, all of you.
Clobber me as Clarence.
Mom, what are you doing here?
Eddie and I came up here to scare you guys. You know those animal noises you heard a while ago? Well, we were the ones that did it.
Oh, so that's it, huh?
Hey, guys, it's not a bear. It's just dumb, dumpy, lumpy.
You guys were afraid of the noises.
Not me. I knew it was a fake all the time.
Me too.
Boy, what a crummy trick, Lump.
Yeah, but you gotta forget about that now, Wally. We gotta do something about Eddie.
Well, what's the matter with Eddie?
Well, when we were running through the woods, we couldn't even see where we were going. All of a sudden, Eddie went flying over a cliff.
Over a cliff?
Hey, what? Did he get killed?
Well, he didn't get hurt or anything. He hit some bushes and stuff on the way down. But now he's stuck on a ledge and can't get off.
Well, let's get out there.
Hey, Wally. Can us guys go, too?
Okay, well, look, why don't you get that rope over there and get a couple flashlights, too, huh?
Okay, Wally.
Well, what did you guys have to go through all this jazz for?
Look, Wally, if you had as much trouble getting dates as me and Eddie do, you'd have done the same thing. Careful, don't anybody slip. It's down there.
Eddie? Is that you, Wally?
It ain't Tuesday well.
How's it going, Eddie?
Not so good. I must have fell 100 feet.
Hey, Eddie, make a noise like a lion. So I'll know where you are.
Cut it out, Alan. Here, give me the rope, Beef. Now, don't worry, Eddie. We'll get you out.
Help, a snake!
It's only the rope.
Oh. Okay, keep lowering it. Come on, keep lowering it.
That's as far as it'll go.
It's too short.
Anybody got another rope?
No, I ain't.
That's all I brought.
Come on, Wally, do something. I'm cold and I'm thirsty.
Throw him a blanket. Throw him a cup of coffee.
Hey, Lump. You know, we're going to have to get the forest ranger. We passed the forest station on the way up here.
Yeah, I know where it is. It's just off the main trail.
Well, look, why don't you go down and get him, huh?
Gee, Wally, I don't want to go down there all by myself. Hey, one of you little kids come with me.
Okay, I'll go with you.
Hold his hand, Alan.
Cut that out.
Come on, Wally. It's awful cold down here.
Okay, Eddie. We'll go back to camp and get you a blanket. Lumpy went to get the forest ranger.
You aren't going to leave me alone, are you?
Okay, we'll leave Whitey here.
Not that Whitey. You'll throw rocks at me.
Okay, we'll leave Gilbert.
Don't go away, Eddie.
Talk to me, will you, Gilbert?
Okay. What'll I say?
Say anything.
All right. You're a dumb, stupid creep and a big wise guy.
Have you got your legs and the two loops?
Yes, sir. I'm all ready. But be careful, sir, when you pull me up.
Ready?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay, easy now.
Come on.
Sonny. Safe and sound.
Thank you, Ranger. I could have climbed up by myself, but I was going to give the Rover boys a scare. I really shook you guys, didn't I?
I want to tell you something, young man. You might think you're being funny, but this happens to be a very serious thing. Now, I don't quite know how you got on that ledge down there, but things like this don't happen to boys who are alert and careful in the woods. And if your friends here hadn't been around, you could have been down there for a long, long time. And you're also fortunate that you didn't wind up at the bottom of the canyon.
Yes, sir.
And I'd advise you from now on to watch it. I want you to come along with me. I need some more information for my report.
Yes, sir. Is it all right if my friend Clarence comes along, too?
That's all right.
Thank you, sir. And let this be a lesson to you fellows.
Thanks for your help, son.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys, let's get back to camp. We'll pack up in the morning and start for home. Gee, Wally, we thought in the morning you could take us over to Wagner's Cave to look for old dead bones and stuff.
Yeah, that'd be neat.
Will you do it?
Okay, guys, I'll take you. But first, let's get a little sleep, huh?
Boy, thanks, Wally.
Thanks, Wally. You know, for little creeps, you guys aren't so bad. Especially by comparison. Oh, come on, let's go.
By now, Ed is the laughing stock of the high school, huh?
Oh, gee, no, Dad. You know, Eddie, by the time he got his version around, he came out a hero.
Hero?
Yeah. He was telling everybody how the ranger shook hands with him for being so brave.
Boy, what a big mouth.
You know, he was even thinking of charging everybody 25 cents to take him out and show him the ledge.
Are you going to rat on him to the guy at school, Wally?
Heck no. It's no use. Everybody's wise to Eddie except Eddie.
You know, in a way, that's very sad.
Yeah. You know something? When he was down on that ledge, I almost felt sorry for him.
You did?
Yeah, until he pulled him up and he started telling the ranger how to run the forest.
While growing up in Kansas, Vivian Vance was a high school cheerleader on a squad that included Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright William Inge. Up next, find out why Lucy's housewarming gets the cold shoulder from Ethel. Next on TV Land.